This is Sounds of Science. I'm John Sterling from Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. Scientists at the University of Guelph in Canada say they made a discovery that could reduce the incidence of cancer metastasis. Their study, led by Dr. Jim Uniac and published in Oncogene, identified a protein known as cadherin-22 as a potential factor in the spread of cancer. The researchers showed that hindering it decreased the adhesion and invasion rate of breast and brain cancer cells by up to 90%. Dr. Uniac explains how his team identified cadherin-22 and then discovered its role in cancer metastasis.
We study what types of proteins cancer cells produce in hypoxia and what they do to benefit these cells. And we detected this protein, cadherin-22, which is part of a family of known cell surface proteins called cadherins. Not much was known about cadherin-22, and a cell will synthesize this protein in hypoxia. And once we detected it, we then sought to figure out what it's doing for these cells. And what this protein does is the cell will display it on its surface, and its purpose, cadherin-22, is to interact with neighboring cells that also express this cadherin-22, almost to stick them together like a Velcro. So if you can picture a solid tumor, you've got this core that's low in oxygen because it's far away from blood vessels, and this core is held together through cells expressing cadherin-22. And what we find is at some point during tumor growth, these hypoxic cells will, and this is known as the process of metastasis, these cells will then want to leave this tumor and go somewhere else and establish a secondary tumor. And we found that cadherin-22 plays a role in basically allowing hypoxic cells to move and invade as a group.
Dr. Uniac went on to discuss how his team's work might lead to a novel approach to the treatment of metastasis.
Because we've shown in the lab that cadherin-22 is required for cells to move and invade, this cadherin-22 now becomes an interesting target for a therapeutic, blocking the interaction between cells. So basically, because this is a protein that is displayed on the surface of cells, it's actually easier to target it with a therapeutic because it's on the outside of a cell, right? So your therapeutic wouldn't have to be imported into a cell for having a function. And you can design a molecule that will bind to this cell surface receptor, basically blocking its ability from interacting with the same protein on a neighboring cell.
The team's research also suggests that there might be another benefit associated with cadherin-22.
What we've also shown in our publication is that cadherin-22 is expressed in actual human tumors, and it's correlated with the stage of the tumor. So it can also be used as a predictive marker of cancer stage. And it was also, we did a study on these patient samples, because these patient samples, we have data on the outcome of the patients. Are they still alive? How many times did the cancer basically come back? And we could correlate high cadherin-22 expression in a patient tumor with poor patient outcome. So the amount of cadherin-22 in your tumor is a prediction of your outcome, basically. So it's what we would call a biomarker of your cancer stage and your ability to potentially fight the disease.
Thanks for listening. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm John Sterling.